You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. A little bit concussed, as you can see here, with the wound on my head from the fight I had with the gang that was attacking the old woman earlier today. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to talk about body doubles in the government, why the stock market is high. We're going to talk about a would you rather marry a ginger or a commie. We have all kinds of things happening this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to address this one right off the bat, though. Jesse, now that we've had 4 years of President Trump and 3+ years of Biden, I can argue on every front for President Trump, including the world and domestic stats. What I can't argue is why the stock market is up under Biden. Can I help you on this? Yes. Yes. Can you help me on this? He says yes. All right. Now, let me explain something. On a wider level, zoom out for a little bit for me for a second. On a wider level, this is what's happening in America as a whole. The powerful people, we'll just call them the haves. I'm not trying to do that eat the rich thing, but the powerful people, they're all in it together now. All of them. The business leaders, all the Fortune 500 CEOs, the federal bureaucracy, the politicians, they've all decided to unite against you. And what they're doing is they're killing you. They are taking, if you picture America, picture it this way. Picture it as a gigantic pot of gold coins, right? It's a big pot of gold coins. And for the longest time, everyone kind of had access to that pot of gold coins. You could reach your hand in and grab a couple. They could reach their hand in and grab a couple. What they're doing, what they've been doing, and this has been steady, slowly and steady over, decades now, is they're preventing you from having any access to that pot of gold so they can have more for themselves. One of the main ways they do this is they destroy small business. Big businesses join together. They're now joined. We do not have a capitalist system. We don't have a free market system. We have a gangster capitalism system where big business, large financial companies, large businesses are now aligned with the federal government. Why do you think every single Fortune 500 company, almost without fail, has a DEI program now and an ESG program now? That's what the government wants them to have. You want to be on the side of the government? You better be a good boy. I hope you don't have too many white men in there. That's why it works that way. what's happening. Hold on. Here's a great example of it. You remember when that bank just got gutted? In fact, there were a couple banks that got gutted. They got way over leveraged and they got gutted. Did the banks go away? All their assets go away? No. They handed them all to, I believe it was JP Morgan. What's happening now with the small business closures? That was what a lot of COVID was about. Your small business can't open. No. You go out of business. Oh, Lowe's? No, they're fine. Amazon? Woo-hoo-hoo! Stock's going up, baby. You're gone. We lost one-third. 33% of the small businesses in America closed permanently during COVID. Wrap your mind around that. This is going to come back to the stock market, so just stay with me. So why is the stock market still up? Because now that we have a gangster capitalism system, we no longer have a stock market that's actually reflective of the economy. The stock market reflects the books of the big companies. The stock market is not America's economy as a whole. The stock market is how Amazon and Nike are doing. That's what the stock market is. You want to be horrified? You want to be legitimately mortified? You know how we talk about putting our money where our morals are? I talk about it all the time, and I talk about how I'm trying to get better, trying to be better with it. This was a couple years ago. I decided, because we try to sock as much money away as possible. We don't have expensive taste. You know I'm white trash. Whatever we make, we don't spend what we take in. We try to put away, 10-15% every year, making sure we're saving. See, Chris, music to your ears. We're trying to save as much money as possible. But what I don't do is I never look at it because of the ups and downs of the stock market. I don't want to know. I'm going to send you some money. You just put it in. I never look at it. And I never, ever, ever, I had never seen the breakdown of, I think it's a 401k I have, of the 401k I have. I never looked at it. I didn't care. I never even knew what the bottom line was. Just I'm keep sending it and it'll all work out. But I was going off on ESG and all this DEI stuff. And I decided, because I have an app for it, I decided, you know what? I'm going to pull this up and see what is in there. Dude, I've never been more ashamed in my life. All of it. What was in there? Vanguard, Apple, Google. You name the soulless demon commie corporation. That's what the stock market is made up of now. And trying to get that out was a nightmare. It was a nightmare trying to get these things out, trying to get these companies out so I don't financially support them and then find other companies who aren't like that and bringing them in. It was almost impossible to do because the entirety of the stock market now is the gangster capitalist companies while all the small businesses are being wiped out in America. That's why you've had to take out a second job. You can't afford eggs. You can't afford to put gas in your car. And there's no family vacation this year. But the stock market's high. Why does it seem like everything's bad? Because they're blood-sucking everything out of you and handing it out to their friends. And the Fortune 500 companies who don't get it, the illegals do. One thing they're definitely not doing is giving it to you or worrying about you. They never spend even a moment worrying about you. And this goes back to what we've talked about so many times. These people are never mindful of you. I can't stand it. I hate that we have leadership like this. It drives me up the wall. Whether it's Democrats, none of the Democrats give a crap about you, or 80% of the Republicans, all this Republican leadership, you just never cross their mind. You never cross their mind. Oh, your small business closed? Don't care. You know where you really saw the coldness from Republicans and Democrats, both? COVID. You really saw it then, didn't you? I can't count how many people I know, even in radio, TV, Republican politicians who said things like, oh, just go home for a couple weeks. Everyone can go home for a month. Stop complaining. Brother, have you ever worked an hourly job in your life? Almost every job I've ever worked was an hourly job. And when I wasn't working jobs like that, I was doing things like selling RVs. And when I don't sell, I don't eat. If I'm not selling, My mortgage doesn't get paid. My wife goes hungry. My kids don't get to eat. I have to show up to work. And yet the Republican politicians, from president, senator, congressman, governor, mayor, on down, joined with the Democrats and told you, hey, shut it down, go home, who cares? The coldness these people have to how normal people live. People, as we speak right now, are crying over their bills. I get emails all the time. Jesse, my wife and I, we sobbed last night. We can't make ends meet. Jesse, I'm moving back in with my son. Jesse, I'm moving back in with my mom. Jesse, this is happening right now, and these people are passing bills sending $60 billion to Ukraine. They don't even think about you at all. And I hate them for it. I'll be honest, I do. I do. I really genuinely hate these people. I don't know how we got ourselves in such a pickle where our government is so full of people who hate us. Gosh, I can't freaking stand it. Let's move on. Anyway, that's why the stock market's so big, because the stock market's only big business now, not small. It's all the gangster capitalist companies who've sided with the government. Dear, stay with me. I'm going with this one, Oracle. I'll get back to this one now. What are your thoughts on body doubles in the government? I know you can't believe everything you see on the internet, but there are numerous videos where President Poopy Pants looks like a completely different person. It seems crazy, but I wouldn't put anything past these evil demons. His name is Wade. Look, I wouldn't put anything past them either. And do remember something. Pictures on TV, pictures on the internet, they can look radically different than real life. You ever watch Fox News? I don't watch anything. But you ever watch Fox News? I'm not on Fox News. I'm not part of Fox News. I don't want to be part of Fox News, so I need to clarify that. But I used to, when I was just starting out, do media hits on Fox News, and I'd have to fly up to New York City, and you go to Fox News headquarters. You see all the dimes on Fox News? Knockouts, aren't they? Dang, that woman. Ooh, look at that. They don't look anything like that in person. Most of them don't. The angles, the lighting, the makeup. I'm not saying they don't use body doubles for Biden. Or they might, for all I know. These people lie all the time. But just to understand, angles, lighting, makeup can work miracles on people. All right? All right. Let's talk about our nation. Someone thinks maybe we have too many people in here to stay together. That's an interesting concept. Let's walk through that in a moment. Before we get to that, let's walk through this. Fred today went nuts at the house. Had a construction guy show up. He's handling some little bit of trim stuff that got messed up upstairs that I can't do. And Fred's losing his mind. And the entire family went to comfort the dog. That's the house we have, where the dog, who's supposed to be the helper, gets comforted. That's how these little fluffy meatballs own yourself. And I'm ashamed to say I was there too. Oh, it's okay, buddy. And I do hope that he lives for a very long time. That's why we give him Rough Greens. Rough Greens is an all-natural nutritional supplement. Your dog's food is dead. It's all brown because it's dead. It's empty calories. That's why our dogs have health problems too much. That's why they die too early. Give your dog the gift of Rough Greens. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, even a single second, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. The podcast is free. So go subscribe on iTunes or on all of them. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and then talk about how handsome I am in the comments. Dear Torpedo Freak, can a nation, country, or empire become too populated for its own long-term success, as the sheer number of people and their various temperaments may tend to pull it apart? If yes, how might that be prevented from happening? Okay, so let's talk about that. That's a very fascinating concept. Why do empires fall? Anyone who gives you a simplistic answer to that is probably lying, because the answers are not always so simple. There are things we know that can cause, that can bring about the end of nations. Debt. You take on too much debt, you just can't keep going. You're witnessing that here in America. We'll get back to that in a moment. Too much debt, You can't, no nation can survive. Unending illegal immigration. Why? Well, on top of all the services, the public services that get overwhelmed, what happens is you water down your culture to the point where you don't have a culture. If your country, we love to talk about multiculturalism. If your country's multicultural, you're going to finish. You're finished. You need one culture for your country, whatever that culture may be. Doesn't mean one religion or whatever. You need one culture. There has to be a binding set of values that hold a country together. Otherwise, we'll tear each other apart. So let's go back to the population thing. Because it's funny you brought this question up. I have a friend, his name's Dave, and he swears by what you just said. He said in his family, they are immigrants from Hungary, legal immigrants from Hungary. His folks came under the communist depression and all this stuff, and he's here now. So this is a guy, this is an immigrant family. And he said, hey, Jesse, look, here's the bottom line. You're trying to hold America together. Now, he's a little black-pilled, I admit, but he said, you're trying to hold America together, but we have too many immigrants to possibly hold America together. And I said, what? Too many immigrants? What are you talking about? And he said, Jesse, when you have this many people from this many different cultures, then you cannot hold a nation together when it's this size. He said, we were never designed, the Constitution and the original government, it was never designed to govern a nation of 50 states and 300 million people. And the founders couldn't have seen what was coming, but remember, we were colonies. It was 13 colonies. That's it. Just a few colonies in the very beginning, and we were just the eastern seaboard of America. Now we're Hawaii and everything else in between. And we're not the only nation that has gone through this. The Roman Empire went through this. It's crazy if you ever see one of those online time-lapse videos, although I don't think time-lapse is the word I'm looking for, but I'm really stupid, so I can never find the correct words out there. One of those videos where you're looking at, let's say, a map of the Roman Empire, and then you press play on it, and you see it grow. You can see the colors filling as it grows. Is that time-lapse, Chris? Is that time? All right, so it is. Time-lapse. You press play on it, and you see it grow, and then you eventually start to see it shrink. There are videos like that out there of so many empires, the Mongolian Empire, the Achaemenid Persian Empire, the Ottoman Empire, that throughout history, that's how it goes. You expand, and then for a variety of reasons, you can't do that anymore, and you start to shrink. Is that a population problem? Probably. That's probably a big part of it. It's very, very difficult to govern any nation with that many people, which is why, remember, the concept of having states, while our government system is unique, that concept is not new. Empires throughout history have divided up their empire into whatever you want to call them, states, provinces, and then had selective governments in charge of that area to try to maintain that area because they knew from a central location it can't be done. Even, look, we just brought up the Romans. We'll stay with them. Even the Romans, even under the emperors, when the Romans had emperors, if you went to some place like Jerusalem, when the Romans conquered Jerusalem, well, the emperor probably is never even going to visit Jerusalem. And he certainly can't maintain Jerusalem. He has to have a Roman governor in charge of the area. Hey, you need to run things for me there because I can't maintain it. They've always understood, mankind has always understood that once an empire gets too spread out, it's going to be very, very difficult to maintain. But mankind being what he is, man being what he is, ambitious, you know, and that's a good thing, ambitious, and you always want more. It can eventually lead to bad things. And that's, I mean, I don't know that that's what happened to us. I don't know that we got too big or expanded too much, but we definitely spent way too much money. When we started printing money that was unbacked, and then we started handing it out to everyone on the planet, and that just became a thing that we did. To be honest, that was probably, I don't want to say the beginning of the end because that sounds so dark. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying America's about to go away, but that was the beginning of everything changing for us. It guaranteed a hard end. an end that was not pretty, right? So, speaking of not pretty, we were talking earlier about people setting themselves on fire and depression. Hey, fellas, I want to talk to you for a second. Are you down a lot? Remember, your testosterone levels matter, gentlemen. It matters for your mood. Do you find yourself just down randomly? Look, without even, I don't even have to talk to you about chalk. Go get your testosterone levels checked, gentlemen. And this is not just, wow, Jesse, I'm only 20, man. There are estrogens in the water. This is young men and old men now. You need to go get your testosterone levels checked. It's not just a kind of a fun thing so you can enjoy yourself with your wife. Your mind needs testosterone, men. You have to have it. And if you want a natural way to bring it back up, Male Vitality Stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. 20%. Forget about all the physical benefits. You will feel so much better. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right, get a subscription, save yourself a bunch of money. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Just a reminder, demons are real. This is actress Jamie Lee Curtis talking about what she did to her child.
I have a trans daughter. There are threats against her life. Just her existence as...
There is nothing more evil or violent. There is no creature of any kind, There is no living, breathing creature more violent and vile and despicable than the liberal white woman. Remember that. because no other creature, there are even creatures on Earth who will kill their own young. You know that. Great white sharks will do that. If it sticks around too long, beep, 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 you're gone, right? So I understand there are animals in the animal kingdom that will kill their children. And the liberal white woman is more evil than them. Why? Because instead of just murdering her baby, which they're happy to do that too, they will actually groom them like a fattened calf for the slaughter, for social acceptance. That is so deeply demonic and evil, I cannot wrap my mind around it. It is so evil. Have you ever hear A5 meat, A5 beef? You've heard of it before. It's that super, super fancy schmancy meat. Here's a little thing for you. Go do an internet image search if you're not driving of uncooked A5 beef. Uncooked A5 beef. I'm sure you're going to have just a bunch of slabs of meat sitting there. Look at it. Look at how marbled it is. It's not even really red. It's kind of light red because there's so much marbling in it. How do they do that? Well, I don't know all the details and I won't go into all the details, but I will tell you this. That cow, he lives a rough life. And I'm not an animal rights guy. I'm not complaining about it. You know, if someone wants to buy me some A5, you're welcome to. No, I don't need your fancy meat. But that cow lives a rough life before he's slaughtered. That's what the liberal white woman does to her daughter, to her own son, to her own child. And that's a mother. When it comes to children, mothers are built by God with an instinct to protect their babies. I have witnessed a mother grizzly bear killed by male grizzly bears in protection of her young. I told you about that story when I was fishing up in Alaska, and she was trying to intimidate them and trying to fight off those males, and she finally couldn't. And what she did was actually really sad, and I love grizzly bears. I just love nature. I love all that stuff. It's really sad. She sent the cubs off. There were two different hills, and she sent her babies off to fight and die. And she did. That's the instinct of a mother, whether it be human or a bear. But that is not the instinct of the liberal white woman. The liberal white woman is the most vile creature on the planet. All right? Well, with that sunny note, let's get on to some other things. Jesse, I recently got a raise, and it's getting close to my birthday. So, of course, I'm going to buy something irresponsible and hide it from my wife like a coward. Before I splurge, I need some advice. I love iron sights on my AR, but I've been thinking about getting an ACOG. ACOG is, you would know it as a scope. If you don't know your weapons, you would know it as a scope. It's an optic you put on your weapon. Anyway, they're pricey, but I like them from back in my days at the range. Alternately, I was thinking about buying a plate carrier and some plates. If I have to buy one thing for the eventual collapse of society, what would it be? An ACOG or body armor? I can use an ACOG at the range now, but the armor may save my life later. Okay, so here's what's dicey about answering questions like this when it comes to guns, ammo, and self-defense. Yes, I was a Marine, and I grew up hunting, and I know my way around guns a little bit, and I can shoot and do things like that. But there are so many studs who listen to this show. Guys have been on SWAT for 20 years. We've got so many Green Berets, SEALs, Marines, Rangers. We got so many studs and just flat out gun nuts, guys outside of that who are gun nuts. So that I would consider myself maybe in the top half. If you consider us all one big family, me and everyone listening, I would guess I'm maybe in the top half of knowledge about this stuff. I know a bit, but I don't know near as much as everyone else. I'm going to give you my personal opinion on body armor versus an optic. I tend to be more of an old school type because we never had optics when I was in the Marines. All we had were iron sights. We crawled on iron sights, 500 meters, iron sights. That's all you had. Yeah, Chris, it was wild. They teach you how to do that. It's crazy. Yeah, and you could hit, right? You could hit it at that. However, optics are so superior. They make such an incredible difference. Now, plates, a plate carrier. This is body armor for people who don't know. A plate carrier, body armor. It will save your life. But I need to clarify something about body armor. It'll save your life maybe once, and you'll wish you were dead. Let me explain. It's not like the movies where I can throw on a bulletproof vest and Chris can just sit in front of me and just unload a mag into my bulletproof vest, and I'll be a little sore, but I'll be okay. What the plate does is it disperses the energy of the round. So it breaks up the round and disperses. It absorbs that energy. But in so doing, like the plates we had in Iraq, you could take one round from an AK-47, hopefully, and that one won't penetrate and you'll live. But if you take a second round, the plate has already broken from the energy of the first round, and the second one's going to probably go through you like a blowtorch through butter. And let's say you just took one round for your survival scenario, because you're talking about, you know, zombie apocalypse and the Chinese have invaded. You take that one round, you might wish you were dead. I know more than one guy who's taken a round to a plate, and I think every one of them broke ribs. It's not like the movies where you just take a couple rounds and you get up shooting. Brother, you're going to need medical attention. You're not going to be able to breathe. You may be alive, but you're not going to be able to breathe. And I'm not bad-mouthing body armor. I want everyone to have body armor. I want me to have it and you to have it. But if I have to choose, I'm going ACOG. I'm going optics every single time. Dear Shogun, I'm a helicopter pilot on a power line construction crew. Oh, I bet that's fun. That's a good crew right there. My super ninja lineman and I were asking what would you rather do scenarios, most of which I can't repeat on your show. However, here's one for the Oracle. Would you rather be married to a super hot left-handed ginger or a super hot commie Democrat? I know what my answer is, but what say you? You know, I think if I married a super hot commie gin or commie Democrat, I think I could change her. Listen to me, Chris. I think I could change her over time. If I start working on her and working on her and working on her, I'll give her the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. That alone may open up her eyes. Then, if I wake her up, then I've got a dime who's on my side. But it doesn't matter what you do to a ginger. Even if you dye that soulless monster's hair, she's still going to stab you one day. She is. And that's how these redheads get us. Again, everything is a give and take. I have always believed that that's why God made redheads so hot. You had to offset the danger in dating one. You've just got to be careful out there. I would go with the commie, but that's just me. All right, let's talk about mass deportation. We've been talking about that a ton lately. Before we get to any of that, speaking of weapons, you know I carry. You know I carry everywhere. If you see me, unless I've gone through a metal detector, you should understand I have two things on me. And if you hug me, as many of you have when you see me, you will probably feel them. I have my everyday carry pistol. And I have a Byrna pistol launcher on me at all times. I carry lethal and I carry non-lethal. The Byrna pistol launcher is non-lethal. Maybe you love guns like me. You still need one. Maybe you're not a gun guy or a gun girl. Maybe your daughter hates guns and you're trying to talk her into going. Byrna pistol launchers. They're legal in all 50 states. You do not need a permit. You don't need a background check. They'll mail it to your front door. They shoot pepper balls or tear gas balls. They even have these rounds that combine the two. It's sick. It's so cool. Tear gas and pepper. You can be inaccurate with it, which is one of the great things. You can shoot it on the ground in front of somebody and have it stop a bad man. Byrna.com/Jesse. BYRNA.com/Jesse. Go get one.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can still email us. We are live here during the show. Email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to mass deportation, you hear Joy Behar today. Did you know Joe Biden loves his grandchildren?
So while President Biden, who cares about his grandchildren,
yes,
is working very hard on this, as you just pointed out.
Joe Biden has repeatedly, on camera, denied the existence of one of his grandchildren. Hunter Biden has a daughter. He had that daughter with a stripper. I realize that's politically inconvenient for the Bidens, but that is still an adorable little baby girl. And Hunter Biden is her father. And Joe Biden is her grandfather. And Jill Biden is her grandmother. And the Bidens are such sick people. They actually published a picture of the White House Christmas tree decorated with stockings up for every one of their grandchildren except for that child. On top of everything else, the dementia and everything, do keep in mind that the Biden family is a terrible family full of absolutely wretched people. Top to bottom. Jesse, yes, mass deportation probably won't work, but if the freebies stopped and that message went out globally, half would leave the country and few new would come. Those left could choose leaving or prison. Just a thought. All right, let's talk about this because I don't want to be mean here, but I do want to clarify something. You know what I've been talking about a lot lately about how the red states need to form a coalition, break that part of the federal government off from themselves, meaning don't allow the federal government to control immigration anymore for them. They control their own immigration, deportation, the works. I believe that this is the way we must go. When I say that, people will oftentimes respond with other solutions similar to this. No, we just need to do E-Verify. No, we just need a constitutional amendment. No, we'll just cut off the benefits. I need to clarify why I have the stance I have. I have the stance I have not because there aren't solutions, like cutting off benefits and things like that. I have the stance I have because the federal government will never, ever, ever in a million years implement any of those solutions, and neither will the blue states. If you're an American citizen concerned about illegal immigration, then you need to understand and accept something. The federal government is actively hostile to you, and so are the blue states. So these pie-in-the-sky scenarios, well, just cut off the benefits and pass an amendment. Who's going to do that? The Democrats? The GOP? Let's game this out. Trump gets elected. He wants to deport a bunch of people, and he's already signaled that he does. Trump wanted to build the wall, too. Trump tried everything to build the wall. The courts stopped him. They didn't even get very much wall built because of all the people who reside in the federal government who are dirtball communists who want the border open. Well, all those same people are going to be in government if Trump wins in November. We act as if he's going to win in November and become a king. And all of a sudden, everyone's just going to stand by for mass deportations and this and that. All the same evil, dirty, commie scumbags who impeached Trump twice the last time, who kneecapped his agenda for four straight years, they're all still there. If anything, after 4 years of Joe Biden, you know what Democrats do. They spend their time filling up the government with evil, dirty commies. So once they're out of power, the communist agenda still goes forward. So the conditions inside of our federal government are worse now than they were the first 4 years Trump got elected. These solutions, they're not dumb. Like, that's not a dumb email. Just cut off the benefits. It's not dumb. It's just impossible. We live now in a country where the federal government, Democrats, elected Democrats, half the elected Republicans, and the entire bureaucracy have opened up the border on purpose. They want the country flooded with illegal immigration outside of a red state coalition to stop the influx of all the criminals from around the world. We can't do anything to stop it. Nothing. Nothing. Don't get me wrong. If we get Trump elected, it'll get better. We'll stop the influx, at least most of the influx. But that doesn't change that we've imported 10 million people under Joe Biden. It doesn't deport them. We can't deport them. It doesn't change the fact that all their children will be citizens and their children after them. And when I say that, I'll always get responses, well, they shouldn't be citizens. That's ridiculous. I agree. It's ridiculous. It's a complete misinterpretation of the Constitution. I know it is ridiculous and it's wrong and it's bad. I know, but that is the way it is here in this country now. We shouldn't ever say what I just said. Shouldn't. It shouldn't be that way. Well, they shouldn't be. Well, it shouldn't. Yeah, but it is. It is. This is what happens when good people get apathetic and neglect government forever. We neglected government. Me, you, all of us. We have neglected government forever. While the communists were busy tearing down this statue. I like to think of it like this. I brought this up before. I like to think of America, I know this is cheesy, as this big, strong statue made of stone. Huge, strong. And it's so huge and strong that the good people who want it to remain huge and strong never really worried that much about it. Well, the communist has been surrounding it with little pickaxes for decades and decades, chopping it down and chopping it down and chopping it down. And we never pushed them back. We neglected it. And now our statue was crumbling. And we're trying to figure out exactly what to do here. We neglected it for a long time. All right. Someone wants to talk about Korea and World War II stuff. That'll be fun. Liberal Aunt Peggy. Someone wrote her a poem and so much more. Before we get to that, let's talk about pain in your life. Everyone has it. Everyone has it. It's just part of life. Look, right now, my head hurts. Look at me. If you're watching on the simulcast, look at my head. It hurts. I split it open today. Relief Factor. You got back pain? Relief Factor. Your muscles hurt? Relief Factor. Ah, my foot hurts? Relief Factor. We have got to put away the ibuprofen bottle and find drug-free natural solutions. And that's what Relief Factor is. Relief Factor works so well, they sell three-week quick start kits for $19.95. You take it every day. Take it every day and watch the pain go away. Call one. What, Chris? I can't help it that I'm a natural poet. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF and get your three-week quick start kit. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com, all right? We still have a whole hour. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.